went to the theatre on Wednesday night and sat in rapt, adoring attention at the performance of Athol Fugard's Statements After an Arrest Under the Immorality Act. Opened officially last night. It's on until the 17th. No, can't be on until the 17th of September. So the bit of paper in front of me is incorrect. The play was written in 1972 by Athol Fugard. The action in the play takes place in 1966. A coloured school headmaster, Errol Philander, goes to the library where he meets a white librarian, Liesel, Frieda Joubert, and he wants books because he's studying by correspondence, and an attraction grows between them. They eventually consummate that attraction physically, and they meet as regularly as they can in her office at the library, and they get away with it for a long time until town gossip alerts the town police to what is happening, and then there is a raid. And they are photographed and made to give statements after an arrest. The director, Greg Carvelis, joins me now on the line. Greg, good afternoon.
Afternoon, John.
It's almost 50 years old, and yet watching it on Wednesday night, it's as fresh on the day it was minted.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's so important about this piece is certainly where it's come from, but what it sort of says about where we're going. Especially around surveillance, human rights. But not only that, it's something I've sort of coined, and myself and the actors, the pathology of racism and the pathology of apartheid and how that still affects us today.
Because, see, you're not going to be arrested for having sexual intercourse with somebody who is of a different race classification than you anymore. That is off the statute books. But racism and racial prejudice is still very much with us.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this story is about two very, in inverted commas, normal people. You know, I mean, a school teacher and a librarian in a small town in South Africa in 1966. But what happened then was that the secret police and the apartheid government encouraged people to spy on each other. And, so it became a situation of, who's doing what with who, and who can you trust and who can't you trust? And that psychosis, can I call it psychosis? I mean, that trauma, let's call it a trauma, still sits with us today. You know, a lot of people who were alive at that time who have come to see the show are traumatized. They leave traumatized because it still sits with them. And my firm belief is that that has been passed on. I mean, I think all South Africans still experience the trauma of apartheid and that human rights abuse today.
Greg, most of the productions I've seen have either been completely blank stage or they've made an attempt to create a librarian's office. You, in conjunction with your design team, went with a surveillance design element. So there are cameras and there are microphones. At all times, they and perhaps we, the audience, are being surveilled.
Yeah, absolutely. The common theme there that Wolf, the set and lighting designer, and I came up with was the machinery of surveillance. Traditionally, Statements has three characters played by three actors. There's Errol and Frieda, and then the police, the detective character. And I wanted to make the detective character an unseen, almost robotic, automaton kind of thing that surrounds the audience. I wanted the audience to, and I want the audience, those that are still going to come and watch it, to feel like they are voyeurs, like they are spying on the couple. But I also wanted them to feel the same way those characters might have felt, sort of surrounded by this invisible force, this thing that's constantly watching, constantly listening. And as a modern audience, and we're surrounded by technology. I mean, our iPhones and our Android phones are always listening. There's always someone watching, always someone listening. So I wanted to explore that theme a little bit, what it meant then in 1966, but what it means now in 2019 as well.
The actors are naked throughout the 65, 67 minutes of the performance. They're naked when the lights come up and they're naked when the lights go down. And I don't want to make too much of that because I think we're more used to nudity on stage now than we would have been in 72, particularly nudity of two different races in 72. And because one sitting in the audience, you don't forget that they're naked, but you stop thinking about the fact that they're naked and you listen to what they're saying and you go along with the emotions and dreams and desires they're expressing. But it's it can't be easy for two actors to be naked on stage for 67 minutes. It requires an enormous amount of trust in the process and in the product and in each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was something, obviously, from auditions, rather. You know, everybody I auditioned, we really spoke about it. And they didn't audition naked, but there was a real dialogue around what was required of the two roles. And it's so symbolic. You know, there are two very human things that any human being can relate to. One is falling in love and loving and wanting to love, and the other one is being naked and feeling vulnerable and exposed. So the nudity is a real symbol of that. And I believe is there so that the audience can get a sense of what it might have been like to be exposed in that way, to be violated in that way. It was a challenging process, and it was a very delicate process, but the two actors, Liesl and Marlo, were so incredibly professional and open. Thankfully, it's a very small company. It was just myself, the two actors, and a stage manager. So we really created a creative and safe space for us to explore the requirements of the nudity, but then also what that means in terms of the story.
It's a very, very powerful production. It really, really is. It's you had official opening night last night. You're on until when?
We're on until the middle of October. So we're on for a little while, so there are seats available.
It's well worth watching. Greg, thanks very much for talking to us. Greg Karvelas, the director of Statements After an Arrest Under the Immorality Act, on at the moment at the studio at the Fugard Theatre Complex.